Nick, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We have some news about the Silver City Town Council election getting canceled. Can you update us with that?
Yeah, so Silver City's been a municipality for 141 years this year. And for the first time in those 141 years, they will not have a municipal election this time around. Silver City is unique among New Mexico communities in a number of ways, but one of the biggest ways is that we still operate under a charter that was granted in 1878, so while New Mexico was still a territory. And there's a whole lot of really fascinating backstory about why Silver City got that charter, but it granted Silver City a whole lot of rights that most municipalities don't have. Taxation, regulation of, you know, bars and liquor serving establishments, body houses, which, you know, houses of prostitution, essentially. So there's a lot of really interesting provisions in that document, but it's one of the most straightforward ones is that the city council terms are only 2 years, which means in order to have staggered terms like municipalities do, Silver City has an election every year instead of every 2 years, like all the other cities in the state do. And that's never been a problem until last year the legislature passed a new local election act, which had great aims, you know, to align all the elections in the state on the same couple of days. And but unfortunately, because Silver City has this weird system, it doesn't really fit. And so Silver City made an effort to try to fit themselves into it in the way they wanted to. The Secretary of State decided she didn't really agree with that. And so the Attorney General and the Secretary of State filed suit in district court against Silver City. And basically the settlement that they reached on Monday morning was that Silver City is going to cancel their election. And they're going to work in the legislature to get that sorted out. And at very least, the two council members that would have been up for election this year will get an extra year in office. So it's a very unusual situation.
So what has the fallout been there with the community?
Well, it's been interesting. You know, there's a split, because when you read the Local Election Act and you talk to the sponsor, as we did, we had a story in Saturday's paper, Senator Daniel Ivy Soto, who's from Albuquerque, he's the director of the County Clerks Association in the state. So he really understands election law. And the aim of that law is a good one. You know, the school board elections are on one day, municipal elections are on another day. There's special taxation districts like hospital boards, soil and water conservation districts. Those are on yet another day. And then there's primaries and general elections. And, you know, most folks, especially with the smaller elections, don't know when they are and they don't vote. But all of those entities can, you know, levy taxes. And so, as the senator told me last week, you know, you can have 2 or 3% of voters determining taxation for 100% of everyone, which is a good point. But on the other hand, Silver City and its charter really exists because Silver City has always, and all of southern New Mexico, feels kind of pushed around and forgotten by Santa Fe. And so being forced into making these kinds of decisions by Santa Fe is not a thing that sits well with a lot of folks. So there's been a lot of reaction across the board, and I think people are really still sort of digesting it. It's strange. You know, candidates had filed for office. Early voting was set to start here in under 2 weeks, and now suddenly there's no election at all.
Okay, Nick, we just have less than a minute left, but I wanted to talk with you about Grant County Day in Santa Fe. You are in Santa Fe right now. Can you tell us about what's happening with Grant County Day? Lots of folks coming up and descending upon the Roundhouse.
Yeah, I mean, literally hundreds of people from Grant County up in Santa Fe. Every community has their lobbying day, but Grant County really does it up. And this is the fourth year that we're actually distributing the daily press in Santa Fe as well as in Silver City. We get to hand carry it around all the senators and representatives' offices, and it's really our opportunity to sort of highlight some of the concerns and the issues of Silver City and Grant County. And of course, on our opinions pages today, there's a whole lot of stuff about the territorial charter and the whole issue with the election, as you might imagine. So it's a great opportunity for us to sort of raise the profile of our area, and it's something that our community takes really seriously.
Okay, Nick, thank you for the update on the Silver City Report. We will talk with you next week.
Thanks so much.